This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Lincoln Park Climate Pledge Arena, September the 24th. We have your secret code word now. Text the word NUMB to 206-803-ROCK. The word is NUMB, 206-803-ROCK. Text that down for your chance to win tickets to see Lincoln Park as they come to town September 24th. Okay, do we have time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got me.
Jumping to the birthdays. Hello again, folks. Want to wish my baby girl, Nola, a very happy 6th birthday. Fire me some shotguns and throw in the peanut butter jelly for her. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Talk to you tomorrow. That from Dave.
Get. Get. Get.
So, suck it up, what? Cupcake.
Which one?
Peanut butter jelly.
Sorry, my bad.
Way yak, way yak. Way yak, way yak. There you go.
Why are we,
peanut butter jelly.
Why are we talking to Dave tomorrow?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll find out.
Dave just said we'll talk to you tomorrow. I didn't know if we were getting beers or what the deal is.
Maybe that's a threat.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to say happy birthday to my baby girl, Abby. Today is her 8th birthday. She likes all things cats. So she would love for Mickey and Goofy to talk about the controversy of the black cat. Maybe a happy Chinooka. And a Sarah Palin suck it up cupcake. Lots of love that from Dad, Mom, and her 3 sisters.
Happy Chinooka.
Well, gosh. I know you're a younger, but time to change. Now they just call it a cat.
You know, first of all, no reason to be afraid of it just because it's a black cat and the witches like it. But yeah, Thrill's right. Their Goofy's right. Nowadays, it's just a cat. Never mattered anyhow.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Jesus, we've been getting some weird birthdays the last couple days. Here's another one. Guten Tag, men's room.
Oh, that's German, Miles.
Wie Hoff, a special birthday shout-out for the man, the myth, the legend, John, from his wife and their little apprentice, Giancarlo. This man is a machine. He fixes, he builds, and somehow survives living with a 5-year-old and a wife who knows how to keep him busy. We appreciate everything he does, whether it's conquering home projects or being the world's best dad and husband. John, may your old beer be cold, your naps be uninterrupted, and your back stay strong, because we've got a long list of honeydews waiting for you. Here's to many more years of health, happiness, and surviving the chaos. Happy birthday from you, you sexy beast. We love you. That from Callie.
Yeah, we like this Callie. We are very familiar with her.
Jesus.
Yeah, it sounds like this poor bastard spends all day working and comes home and all she does is demand stuff.
Yeah, but oddly enough, I only recognize her from the back of her head.
Yeah, what's the oxymoron? Saying you're a demanding wife. We could read this with email.
All of it all, today's my 38th birthday. Love the show. I've been listening since I moved out here from the East Coast 10 years ago. Could you give me a, could you give my sister Michelle, 7 years older, and brother-in-law Ren, 15 years younger, a happy birthday as we share the same birthday? So could I get Shooter's Choice from Mike, and then the captain and Coke Ted arguing about who went harder from their last party together? Thanks, guys. Love the show, and happy 20th anniversary to all of you. That from Gordon.
Uh-oh, look out.
Gip! Gip! Gip!
Oh, yeah!
Ooh, well, ahoy there. It's funny you want to hear me challenge Coke Ted, a.k.a. the failed mascot, who did it worse the last time we were on the old SS Guppy. Part of the reason he lost his gig is because Coke Ted had some what we call novel ideas of what we could do with zoo animals.
This guy's insane. All right, first of all, you ever been on his boat? He doesn't even own one. It's not a yacht. It's a stupid little sailboat. Second of all, him and those other mascots, man, they've been playing it against me from the time. I was real mascot. I was doing stuff, dancing. I was partying around. Then all of a sudden, he showed up in his stupid little boat, barely drank any beer, didn't have one hit of weed. Now he's judging me.
Well, the problem, you see, is that every once in a while, you need to do what we call a downer. In fact, we had to pull out a dictionary for Coke Ted to understand what a downer was or what it is to calm down.
Ha-ha! After he went to sleep, we all did a downer. That's his ex's name.
Oh! Jesus.
Damn! All right, guys. Here you go.
Ruthless.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails. A new wing recommendation. That is the title of the email. Ola Bacholas, your friendly U.S. ambassador from Algonia here. And I've got another recommendation for you. Recall, I turned you guys on to Kalazi's years back.
Thank you.
Then I directed you over to Shaq's Big Chicken just
Thank
a few
you.
Years ago. Well, I've got a new place for you to try. In town last week, check it on the Algonian consulate in Seattle. And I hit up Vindictive Wings in Belltown. Holy hell, those are legit wings. Lunchtime special, 8 wings, fries, and a beer, $15. Damn, that's good. Menu offers you blue cheese dipping sauce and cautions you that if you ask for ranch, you should, you know what, the right off. Get your asses to Vindictive and let us know how it goes. That from Thomas, the U.S. ambassador to Algonia. I've been there about 10 times.
Yeah, I've been there like 5 times.
Yeah, those guys are from Buffalo, both those brothers. So
I went to their pop-up when it was on Capitol Hill. I think it was Rose Temple.
I haven't been there, man. And look, you guys have both said it. We had a brother downstairs, the son of the security guard.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was like, yo, go.
Well, actually,
man.
You know who turned me off to him was, or turned me on to him was Cool Keith.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the wings are, they're
phenomenal.
They are absolutely, if you are a wing person and you like the Buffalo style, which is
they're
a little
called
bit more
birds.
Well, yeah, a little bit more well done, a little bit crispy on the outside.
Yeah.
Still delicious and authentic blue cheese, Vindictive.
What size are we talking? Like normal size? Are they doing the big ass ones?
They're doing the smaller traditional.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like the places where like, we have jumbo wings. Like, yeah, but you barely cook them.
Right. Yes. Coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day, but first,
time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
That's 7.5.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, we've been talking about since yesterday. A week from today, we'll be down at Pioneer Tacos and Tequila, right there by the stadium for opening day with Major League Baseball stadium.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fired up about that, man. That'll be a good afternoon.
Yeah, it could be awesome. So every year you have, the other good thing is in Seattle, they can put the roof over if it rains.
Yep.
They play. So every year, Major League Stadiums come out with crazier and crazier foods. I will say, I'm more of a traditionalist, but there is good stuff to get. See, T-Mobile Park has great food options.
Yes.
Right? I've often said, I think the good and bad with the Mariners is you always wish it was a better product on the field. The good is the in-person experience there is great.
It awesome. Is. Great.
Right? The sight awesome. Lines are phenomenal. Wherever I've sat in that stadium is great, and there's a lot of food options. So let's see. Real quick, just because we were talking about it at the start of the show, some of the new stuff they have there. Miles, you were talking about the Ichi Wings.
Ichi Wings.
You can get those at the Walk-Off Market. And it's the recipe that was created specifically for Ichiro in the clubhouse kitchen. Features a delicious teriyaki sauce and a sesame glaze.
That guy just keeps getting cooler to me. The fact that he likes wings so much that he made his own recipe because he likes to eat wings that much. I mean, everything about that guy just, it gets better and better.
I mean, even his Ichiro, did you get at Nagajawa? Nagajawa? N-A-K-A-G-A-W-A.
Okay.
Nagajawa.
Yeah, whatever.
Nagajawa.
I'm sure that's
true. I don't know why I'm saying it like that. Nagajiwa.
Back to Melbourne.
I should have done it like that. Sorry.
Keep digging, dude.
It's a Japanese joint up at 132.
Okay.
But the Ichi roll is made of salmon, crab salad, avocado, cucumber, green onion, fried onion, sriracha, rice, and seaweed.
Ooh. Damn. Okay. Right.
That sounds like a damn good roll.
It does.
I'd eat that every day of the week. All right. Now let's go around the world a little bit. Not around the world, but around the country. The Dodgers. They've got a deep-fried peanut butter Nutella sandwich.
Okay. Got no problem with that.
Yeah. This one's not that exciting. The Mets last year added a playoff pumpkin drink.
Come on. That doesn't say baseball to me.
Sailor Jerry rum, ginger ale, pumpkin sauce.
Okay.
That's crazy. As soon as I say rum, that's baseball now.
I get it, though, because playoffs are in October, and that's when the pumpkin spice is in full swing. I get it, but I also am not a huge fan of it.
All right, I hear you.
The cocktails, I'm sure, great, but...
You know what my brother's big pet peeve is, and he goes to national games, is that they only sell beers in 24-ounce cans.
Why is that a pet peeve?
Well, because sometimes during the week and stuff, you don't, like, I think sometimes he would just, like, be like, can I just get, like, a 12 or a 16-ounce
can? Or your beer gets warm if you're not crushing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will drink your 24-ounce beer if you give it to me.
Yeah, I will, too. Don't get me wrong, but I drink beer pretty quick.
Yeah.
And I don't, he's a principal. He's got stuff to do.
That's right.
Let's see. Let's go to Kansas City. The Sweet Baby Ray's Crown Sticky Buns. Mm-hmm. Three, featuring croissant sheets, sticky caramel, cinnamon, brown sugar crumble, pulled pork, and apple barbecue sauce.
Oh, so it's a dessert and a dinner. It's going to be tremendous. I can feel it.
Yeah. There's a lot of crazy stuff going around. I was going to say the Rockies.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Polar pasta.
Polar pasta.
Oh, no, I'm scared.
It's exactly what you think, Mike. It's ice cream.
Oh, I was thinking a chilled pasta.
Okay. Polar pasta is vanilla ice cream with donut holes, strawberry syrup, and mint. So basically the ice cream is like looks like spaghetti.
Right.
Okay.
And then the donut holes look like meatballs.
All right, I got you.
I'm back.
That still seems a little crazy.
I feel like that's if your kids are with you.
All right, let's go to Baltimore. Now, Baltimore has a lot of options.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you ever go there, just because we grew up there, I think Boog's Barbecue is still out back, right?
It is, yes.
That's where I would go. Get a pit beef sandwich, which is good.
Last time I went to a Ravens game, I got two of them, and I finished eating them before the game started.
Nice.
They're that good, man.
Well, they also have the Warehouse Dog. It's a 12-inch dog. Horseradish-infused brick sauce. Pit beef queso fondido.
Ooh.
Pickled pico and onions on a pretzel bun.
That sounds
good. I'd kill that, yeah.
That's a big one. You know, the last time I ate a footlong hot dog was with Miles at a Sounders game.
Mm-hmm.
Or did we get brats?
We got the footlong hot dog.
Footlong, yeah.
That's actually the last time I had a footlong, yeah. Same thing, Sounders game. That same little sausage place.
Correct.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
I mean, it would be odd if I said, hey, you guys want to come over?
Eat footlongs?
Where do you get the buns? Where do you buy a footlong hot dog?
Both. So I'm saying there's got to be a store somewhere in town that sells them. They don't sell foot-long hot dogs, like at the grocery store, I'm saying.
I've never seen them.
I've seen bun length. I don't think I've... Like, where would you put a foot-long on the shelf?
I don't know.
I mean, Miles is right, though. Like, that's got to...
Then finding the bun would be harder.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
You put two buns together. One wiener, two buns.
Two buns, yeah. Called a ghetto dog.
You ever had those Italian rainbow cookies?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So at a Mets game at Citi Field, you can get those, but it's in an egg roll. So it's the rainbow cookie, raspberry jam, chocolate syrup, and an egg roll wrapper.
It sounds probably better than it sounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they probably dust the wrapper with some kind of brown sugar or something just to make it not weird.
All right, so Mike and I were talking earlier, and I'm stealing this, but, like, do you think eating a hamburger or a sandwich at a baseball game is okay?
I do.
All right. I feel like generally you're eating, like, a hot dog or a pretzel. I feel like because it's baseball, for some reason you got to have one hand free.
I feel you as far as the nostalgia goes, but honestly, I don't know that I would have thought that before we moved to Seattle. But like you said, you go to the Mariners game, and there's Kid Valley. So a lot of times, you're trying to figure out what you want to eat, and I'm staring at Kid Valley like, actually, I want a burger. So it's not that I would normally think of eating a burger at a baseball game, but by name, I go like, Kid Valley? Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, people love French fries. I mean, obviously. But Seattle is one of those places where people get French fries, garlic fries, specifically at a baseball game. That is unique to Seattle. I've never seen that at any other ballpark.
I will say, like, when we first moved here, I remember going to a game with some people, and they had grown up here, and they were fired up to get clam strips.
Yep. That's
and I was like,
from Ivers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or you see people eating a bowl of chowder. Like, that's a very Seattle thing. Like, I don't know that I've other stadiums where I've seen
maybe
people eat
Fenway,
soup.
But you've been Fenway, right?
Maybe, but Fenway's so old, they just don't have as many offerings.
Right.
You know, and I'm sure they have some crazy foods. I mean, you're right, because New England clam chowder is famous. I could imagine maybe the Orioles selling soup.
Crab soup.
Maybe, crab soup.
But also, it rarely gets hot enough in Seattle that chowder seems gross.
Right. But you mentioned the crab item, that whatever, flatbread. But Moto Pizza has a crab pizza. Supposedly like a crab, buttery, lemony flatbread.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm getting that thing.
My sister-in-law, Amy, when we were out here, she was out here last year, she got like a crab melt sandwich from one of the stands, I think close to the outfield. She was like, that's one of the better ballpark foods I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. I still got to get to Burger Master and have their crab melt.
Yep.
Never done that.
By the way, someone here says you can get foot-long hot dog buns from Amazon, but you have to get 64 of them, and the price is $101.
64 buns for $101?
Unless I own a stadium, like, what is the situation? I'm like, hey, Ted, you want to go half on 64 one-foot-long hot dog buns? No, you don't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking, like, you see sandwich bread, but it's rare to see a foot-long hot dog just at a random store. This won't shock you. The Red Sox do have Irish nachos.
Yeah, okay, of course.
Which, to me, and they're making the Irish nachos the correct way. No offense to people that sell tachos, all right? But if you're going to make Irish nachos, which is kind of what a tacho is, you got to use the waffle fries.
Ooh, I've had steak fries that way, too.
Steak fries aren't bad, but I feel like the waffle fry holds more and is more like a nacho chip.
All right. Fideau used to do that,
Awesome. That was one of the best ones.
I feel like every time I went in there, I would order those, and it's one of those things where my wife, because I would forget that I've ordered them, my wife would say, why are you looking at the menu? I'm like, well, I want to see what they have. She said, you're going to order the goddamn Irish nachos. I'm like, you don't know that. And then sure enough, after I looked at the whole menu, I'm like, yeah, let me get some of those Irish nachos.
That, and they had the Irish sushi.
Were the rolled up like corned beef?
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
God, that was good.
Miles, you know sometimes in Pittsburgh, what song gets Pittsburgh fans fired up?
That would be Foreigner.
Oh, Mama.
Renegade.
All right.
Sticks. Oh, sorry. Sticks. Same band.
Well, at the Pirates games, you can get the Renegade hot dog. On top of that, there's pot roast, mini pierogies, caramelized onion, pickle pot slices.
Oh, so that brings the Italian and the German community together.
Correct.
Which is huge population in Pittsburgh.
Pot roast at a doggone ball game?
Yeah, dude. They shave it thin. Seriously, I know what you're thinking.
Pot roast.
I understand. It's still going to be shaved thin. You got to go to Pittsburgh, try it.
It's the same as Italian hot beef.
Is Thanksgiving turkey dinner in the next booth over?
Maybe.
Criminy.
All right, this one sounds pretty good. Down in Texas, they have the meatball garlic knot slider.
In already.
Ooh. Right, so basically think Italian meatballs covered in marinara sauce with garlic knots topped with Parmesan cheese. So it's like two garlic knots make the bread.
Oh, man. Yeah. Without question, I would get that.
All right, so you will eat a sandwich at a baseball game. Let me ask you this. Do you think the weather affects what you get at the game?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right, when it's cold out, I feel like, you know, this garlic knot thing sounds awesome. But if I'm at a Rangers game and it's 100 freaking degrees.
I'm not getting chowder.
No.
Right, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Seattle rarely gets hot enough that chowder's a horrible idea. But some of the Chicago, 98 degrees outside, would you like chowder? Like, no. It's the last thing I want.
All right, then I'll end with this. What do you think of dessert-wise when you think baseball?
Dessert?
Dots.
Dippin' dots. All right. I would say the chocolate covered strawberries, the shish kebabs.
Yeah.
Shish kebabs.
Also, to me, that little helmet.
Hell yeah.
Full ice cream. You know what I mean? That's it. Hey, we're watching baseball.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Code of a 508. We'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Come up here at 5:08. We will drink a toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's a group of scientists that are making a cat database to, quote, understand why they act like that.
A cat database?
Yes.
What are they trying to figure out?
Why they act like that.
Act like, well, I mean, most people, look, cats are cats. Most people, I feel like, just through observation, we have a general idea why they're doing anything.
Yeah. Well, they're also just psychos, man. I don't mind this particular study. I'd like to read up on it and see what they find.
I'm curious to see if they tell us anything we don't know.
Sure. It's mostly just them they playing purr, and having fun. Back,
while their right. tail's flicking a certain way. I mean, like the ancient Egyptians figured it out. Like, we didn't use punctuation, thanks to the ancient Egyptians. I mean, but they looked at the cat's butt. That's why the question mark looks the way it looks. That's why the exclamation point, right? Sorry, when the cat's excited, exclamation point. When it's curious, I mean, literally, that's the period, you know, just nothing.
Yeah.
The colon, maybe it's a weird cat.
But okay,
I don't know.
But why is my cat staring in the corner of the ceiling?
Probably because it smells, hears, or sees something.
Why is the cat just sprinting down the hallway for no discernible reason?
Because it's crazy.
Why does the cat just
see ghosts?
Yeah, right. Why does the cat walk into the other room and just and then run down the hallway again? They're psychos. I kind of want to know why they're psychos. If you figure out why, let me know.
They're also just incredibly smart. I talk about it all the time. My buddy's cat, Potato, it figured out how to open doors.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it sleeps out in the shop a lot, but they had to put locks on the doors.
They learn, man.
Because you just be sitting in the kitchen eating, and you're like, who's coming inside? It's like,
whatever.
Yeah.
According to experts, popular ADHD TikTok videos do not accurately reflect the symptoms.
You don't say.
That is such a craze right now that bothers the living hell out of me.
What specifically?
Is the number of things that people will put up there that, hey, does your leg twitch a whole lot? Do you find yourself playing with a pen while you're at your desk? You have ADHD.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's...
Okay, no.
It wasn't like that until, I want to say, Clinton was president, and he's the one to sign. So it used to be you couldn't just advertise BS medications on TV or radio all the time.
Sure.
And we're inundated with that crap now, right? And they'll tell you the same thing. Has your eye ever twitched and you didn't want it to? Call your doctor, blah, 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 blah. And they're right. It could be a symptom of blank. 99% chance it's not. But once they open those doors, And we have about three generations deep of just thinking you can just spew nonsense.
Absolutely.
Right? So, and just with social media, you're just expanding on kind of what Big Pharma's already been doing.
Right.
You know, it's kind of the same thing. Like, hey, does this happen to you? Well, of course, these things happen to every goddamn body.
Exactly.
Right? But then you state your case, and it gets people motivated maybe to examine more of what's going on with them. I don't know.
Right.
But
we are constantly trying to figure out what it is that we've got going on. And there's a certain level of us that believes that there is something that is wrong with us, or at least wants there to be something wrong with us. And I'm not taking away from anybody that truly suffers from these particular things.
No.
But they'll have, you know, videos on there where they'll see, like, do you just tend to quiet down when other people are talking? That is a trauma response. Like,
right.
Not everything is a syndrome. Not everything is a response. Not everything is an inherent, like, actually, your brain isn't working right. It's okay. Like,
here's
no,
the thing.
That's
there
just how we act.
There is something wrong with everybody.
Sure.
That is a guarantee. To the point of, do you need medical attention? That's the difference.
Correct.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, that's like sometimes at weddings when it's like they do their vows and it's like she's absolutely perfect. We'll be like,
P.S. No, she's not. Something wrong with her. You told me last night you were bitching about the fact that she leaves her shoes on inside leg. Nobody's freaking perfect. There's something wrong with everybody.
We know what she does with the earwax.
I love knowing that a couple fought the night before they got married and seeing
and watching them stand up
Professor
there.
Love and how perfect they are for each other. It's like, you guys fought last night.
Over something stupid.
You threw something at that man last night. Idiot.
Then you hit him with a skillet. Okay. All right.
My best friend. My ass.
Forever.
We're going to start heckling weddings.
Yeah, why don't you guys try? Right. Try to make it a year.
Forever. We got money on the night. Math anxiety makes life harder for 2/3 of Americans.
Yes, it does.
Well, yeah, because 2/3 of Americans, myself included, aren't that proficient at math.
Right.
When you get beyond the four basics. And I hate it because I got to sit there with my kids, you know, as they labor through this stuff in school. And I get it. You got to learn it. And I explain, look, you just have to learn it to appease your teacher and appease the education department, whoever. But the reality is, unless you get into a field like your uncle, Adrian.
Right.
If you can do addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division, you're pretty much set for life.
Pretty well good.
There are professions where you need to know more. But if you get into that profession, you'll learn it. But you won't take it as math. It's just information, right, to move things forward. So, and I've said that to my kid. I'm like, look, you're not doing this for me. I have no idea what it is you're trying to learn right now.
Right.
And in my life personally, this has never, ever one time been remotely an issue. But you're in school. This is your responsibility.
I would also, could all restaurants just put what 20% is? I hate having to count on my fingers. Right. If it's only like 40-some bucks, it's like, hey, we want to
I could ballpark. I want to tip you like $7.
Right.
Move the decimal point over one place.
Yeah, then I got to count. I'm like, damn it. That's always that thing, too. I'm like, oh, look over there.
One, two, three.
All right.
There's a new study diving into why some people get the quote-unquote ick while dating somebody. And they
What's
said that,
the ick?
You've heard about it, and I hate this phrase. Oh, that gives me the ick. It's exactly what it sounds
like.
Is it
an emotional response to, I don't like something you do?
A behavior, a look, a tick.
Correct.
Okay, all right.
It can be a multitude of different things, but it's something
usually,
that...
It's usually something unconscious. It is usually something that you're doing, you know, that... the way that you tie your shoes. You know, the fact
okay,
that you...
Okay, so little things that you notice about your significant other that drive you a little nuts,
right.
But it's not important.
And it's not that they're driving you nuts, and it's not important,
not
but
important.
It's something that you look at, it's like, wow, that is the biggest frickin' turnoff that I've ever seen anybody do.
Okay.
You know, and it's stupid.
For me, it's when my wife is making out with someone else. I'm just, that gives me
that
the
gives
ick.
You the ick, 100%. And the thing is that it's become such a cutthroat thing in the dating community. And I thank God that I'm out of it now.
Cutthroat dating.
It is. It's just, you know, oh, that he gave me the ick. What did he do? Well, he puts his wallet in his back pocket. Like, okay.
Don't let it bother you.
It's just, it's a way for people to be persnickety with who it is that they're dating.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't mind you being
you
critical.
You people
and
made Mike
to,
use the word persnickety.
Yeah, you did. Like, I don't mind you being critical. I don't mind you finding the right person for you. However, it's like, really? You broke up over this.
This is what
it is. You have to talk to the dog and baby talk.
Yeah?
Oh, that okay.
Damn it.
He's a little baby.
The dog.
Yeah.
Do you baby talk
he's
your dog?
He's my little buddy.
Oh, no. Mike, are you a dog baby talker?
I mean, I'm not. Mike, this is an intervention.
Your wife asked us to talk to you about it.
I know.
It's her ick. Her personal ick.
It's her ick. She's the only one that hears me baby talk the dog and the cats. It's my little baby girl out there.
I'm a buddy and pal guy.
Buddy and pal?
Oh, look at this guy.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of the same with the dog. Like, what are you doing, man? Mm-hmm. For whatever reason. But the dog responds. Same thing with fat ass Rainbow.
Hell yeah.
It's like, cat, why are you screaming up the damn stairs, man? What do you need? What do you need? And then I hate that I'm asking this because I know my cat's thinking, you know I don't understand English, and even if I do, I can't respond.
No, I speak in languages only my wife hears.
Really?
Nobody else gets it.
If you had a child, would you be that
Absolutely.
Guy? You think with your own kid?
Probably, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a baby. So baby talks fine. We're talking to a baby.
What age do you cut off baby talk? I made it like 6 weeks, and then it's... You make it about 6 weeks because your kid is fresh and new. Your life has changed. After 6 weeks, you're like, I'm tired. You keep crying at 4:30 in the morning. You vomited in my beard. What do you need?
Well, and you know what? Now that I think of it, I got my niece and nephew, which I've spent plenty of time around them, but I don't...
You don't baby talk?
I don't baby talk them, no.
Or
you know
if
what?
A baby
Actually, no.
has like an adult name. Like my buddy Phil, there's little Phil, but it's like, it's already Phil.
So it's
like
Phil?
Phil, hey, Phil, get your hand, like, come on,
yeah,
Phil.
Yeah, you're right.
What are you drinking out of the bottle again, Phil?
I met a little kid. He had to be 4 years old, man, but they already called him Bob.
Yeah.
Not even Bobby, and it was just
you
weird.
Into that, dude.
Because they called their kid Bob, and I'm like, wow, that's weird to me.
Hot take.
Yeah.
Naming your kid something that they can't grow into, you know, you name of a very babyish name, is just as bad as naming a baby a very adult name.
Well, think about it. At some point, Luther Vandross.
Luther.
Was a baby.
Right.
But you still have to call this little baby Luther.
Right.
It doesn't feel kid-like.
Warren Buffett.
Warren. Yeah.
Like, you can't name your kids.
Especially if it's the nickname. Just go for Bobby until they had an age. Then right. It can be Bob.
Ted Smith's a great example. Ted is a great name. Ted is a very adult name. He was Teddy as he was a kid. That's a very kiddish name. You would not name your kid permanently. Your name is Teddy.
No, you would not do that.
Right.
Now.
No.
I cut it off at high school.
Attaboy. Exactly. Because you grew out of it.
Yeah.
It's a name that can change. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, give them a name that they can have as a
Adapt.
Kid that morphs into what they will be as an adult. That's all I'm saying. Thrill, what day is it, buddy?
Today, I've heard it's, hang on, there's two of them today.
Oh, come on. You know what it is.
Oh, crap. One was Find Happiness Day, Be Happy Day, and the other one was... Like National Alien Day or something? I don't remember.
My God, you got them both. It is National Happiness Day.
All right.
And it's Alien Abduction Day.
Okay. The Metro Top 10. That's why I got all the cards in the mail.
The
Metro Top
10. The top aliens to be abducted by. Easy. Obvious. 7 of 9 from Star Trek Voyager. That's right. Jerry Ryan.
Look her up.
A Borg drone who was freed from the Borg's collective consciousness. When she joined the cast in season 4, ratings increased 60%. No kidding. I can feel something increasing just thinking about her right now. Oh.
Why the noise? Okay. So, I decided to play a little game here. I grabbed 10 aliens in pop culture.
All right.
These are aliens that are going to be abducting you. Aliens, the species itself, or specific aliens that'll take you then to the rest of their species, as it were. So we're going to determine, are we going to have a good time when we get abducted, all right? So the first one, you don't really consider him to be an alien, but Superman was indeed an alien.
Yeah.
Now, granted, his planet's destroyed, but there's other Kryptonians out there, so you're abducted by Superman. We having fun? We having a good time?
I don't think so. Fun is not the
one. No.
No.
He's just too serious, isn't he?
He is, man.
He looks like he would take you to his home if he abducts you, and it would be a lot cleaner than yours. You'd be afraid to sit on the couch.
When we're flying, am I riding him, or is he or am I underneath him? That's my big worry.
What is the most acceptable way for you to ride Superman?
I think I'm on the top.
Look, you got to negotiate that with him, man.
Right, so you're sitting on his back as he's straight up.
Yeah.
See, I'm just waiting for him to get, you know, to put me in the ship, and then we will go to Krypton. We don't necessarily have to.
No, you have to fly with him. That's Superman's rule.
Okay. How about Groot? Again, these are 10 aliens to be abducted by.
I don't know enough about Groot.
It'd be cool.
I think he would be, too. I think he would
plays video games. He talks ass. I'm like, you're cool.
You would understand Groot a lot more than you give yourself credit for, just because, you know.
It's all context.
It is. It's all contextual speaking.
And I am Groot. She does have a great ass.
Right. You're the man that sat at a bar next to a man that neither of you understood a word that you were saying.
That
however, you knew everything that you guys were saying.
Yeah.
So,
the end of the conversation, I'm like, I did not know I understood Spanish, but if it's just one-on-one and you have a conversation, somehow you understand.
Right. That's why I believe that you would have fun with Groot.
I would have fun with
Groot. I don't know what other Grootonians are doing, but yeah, that'd be an interesting party. 10 aliens to be abducted by the Doctor. Doctor who? Technically an alien.
Is he an alien?
He's an alien.
I just thought he was like a dude from here.
That's what they said. He's an alien.
Okay.
I don't think serious. He's from here, no. He's not.
I thought he was British.
Well, he's
lots of aliens
accent.
Have a British accent. Like any bad guy in Star Wars has a British accent.
They've all got British accents.
Keep in mind, the British Empire apparently reached intergalactically.
He's not too serious there, Miles. He's too off the wall. He's wild.
Okay.
You know, even the serious one, I feel like, is a little bit nuts.
The one I watched as a kid, he was real serious.
Curly haired dude?
Yeah.
Guy, he's a lot more loose now.
Yeah. Oh,
it's Doctor Who's on first.
10 aliens to get abducted by. Alf, are we having a good time with Alf?
Yes.
Yeah, you're having fun with Alf, dude.
Yeah, you just got to leave Rainbow Janet behind.
Leave Rainbow Janet behind. Well,
but if you go to Alf's planet and he's like, you want to try a cat, you got to be like, sure.
Well, sounds like eating horse in Italy.
Right? When in Rome, man.
If you're a Melmac, eat cat.
Hell yeah. Miles
is cool.
Miles' favorite. E.T.
E.T.?
We having fun if E.T. E.T.'s done with the movie.
Fun, I think.
He's called home. Everybody's coming on there.
I think it's like going to your friend's house, but the parents are not particularly strict. Just everything's very nice. And it's not that you have a bad time, but anything you do that's fun is on a time limit.
I think it'd be great at the bar with all the tricks you can do. You take E.T. to the pub.
What's he, lighting cigarettes with his finger?
He's doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You're not paying for drinks.
That is true if you bring E.T. in.
As far as this list goes, I feel like E.T. is the most likely you're going to get probed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He is the most alien-like of all the pop culture
that
aliens.
That doesn't mean he's interested in your butt.
Most people that get get stolen by aliens, they always bring up the probe.
They do, but it wasn't E.T. It's different
aliens. You don't know that, man.
Why do you think it turned red?
Your temperature's too high. You have a fever.
10 aliens to get abducted by. The Navi, the Avatar aliens, the blue ones. Not that they would have the technology to abduct.
Are they horny?
I mean,
for each other.
They make more of them, so yeah. I mean,
they suck. They're too serious about everything. About everything. They're serious about everything. Like, Jesus Christ, guys, lighten up.
They're very, what's the word I'm looking for here? Prehistoric, I guess.
They're not prehistoric. They're just overtly serious. Just because you live in conditions that aren't awesome means that you have to suck.
Okay.
And you choose to live in the trees.
They haven't developed technologies to make things a whole lot better, man.
But do something about it.
They're all
serious. Every freaking one of you serious. That's the other thing. I bet you they smell like S.
That I will agree with you. However, I'm kind of with Ted. They're kind of hot.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's Zoe Saldana. I mean, like,
right.
I did not say I would not have a one-night stand with the blue alien.
I mean, even the Sigourney Weaver ones still look good.
Yeah, in my world, aliens are always kind of, like, sexy and hot.
In your world, yes.
Yeah.
E.T.
Total Recall's not on the list, though. Spock. Again, these are the 10 aliens to be abducted by. So the Vulcans, I guess, are taking you back. You're hanging with the Vulcans. Spock.
No. He's just so serious all the time.
He is, but you're going to learn so damn much.
But they're just pure logic. So even if you crack a joke, most jokes are not logical. Like, sure. I don't want everything broken down into why I'm an idiot.
You'd have more fun with the Vulcans than you give yourself credit for, Steve.
I don't know, dude. I feel like the most they add to anything is, like, salt. Right? Like, not a lot of hot sauce with the Vulcans.
So there could be too much of it.
Right? Yeah.
Do you like some boiled chicken?
Boiled chicken. It's like,
then you get a glass of milk and steamed broccoli. Like, can I get pepper? It's too spicy.
God. The Great Gazoo.
Sure, why not?
I don't know what in the world that race is like, but
any Muppet's a good Muppet to me, man.
It's not a Muppet.
But the Great... Oh, no.
He's Gonzo, man.
Yeah, I'm thinking Gonzo. My bad.
The Great Gazoo. The Flintstones.
Flintstones, that's right.
Yeah. Little green dude.
I didn't like the Flintstones enough. So nothing against the Great Gazoo, but I'm like, I don't like he chose to associate with.
Marvin the Martian. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marvin the Martian.
He's constantly on the... he's trying to destroy Earth. He's a little... he's the green-helmeted alien in the Looney Tunes.
I bet he's got fun parties, though.
I hold the greatest parties of them all.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
They are an absolute gas.
Yeah. Like, sure, he might just try to destroy your planet, but also, like, Marvin throws bangers on Saturday night.
Turned down for what?
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
Somebody Marvin, you did it again, dog. This party's unreal.
Somebody here says a Vulcan is like my wife.
Who knows?
Green-blooded.
Bad cook.
I'm going to leave you guys with this last one. This is the last alien to be abducted by. We already covered Doctor Who. We covered Star Trek. Time for the other one. Ewoks.
No.
I would have fun with that.
You're damn right you would, because they actually throw bangers. We were witness to an Ewok banger party.
Because they took down an empire. They were not, like, partying through the whole thing. They had a reason to celebrate.
Man, if they pop off like that when they destroy an empire, I want to see what a Friday night
and
looks
I bet
like.
You they smell like ass.
I could take my shirt off and almost fit in.
They wouldn't even know.
Jesus. I'm short and hairy.
Hello, my fellow Ewoks.
Yeah, like, let's do this, boys. Been waiting.
Pour the wine.
Any Ewok chicks? Do they dig this look?
Hey, man. You're Ted that session with the Ewok.
Ted's going to go to the next math reunion. A little teddy bear on under his arm.
The news fellas finally got married. It's an Ewok.
Yup, no, am I right?
Traveling with her, though. Jesus.
An employee in San Francisco was willing to go the extra mile to protect his merchandise. Miles.
What do you do?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Mr. Mark Rothman of London, England. All you need to know is that Mark is the owner of the Top Secret Comedy Club. And in spite of him being somewhat of a comic and owning a comedy club, what he is saying, he's not joking about. Okay, so he says, look, this is a quote. I've had numerous complaints from performers who find it increasingly challenging to gauge audience engagement and bounce off their reactions. Comedy thrives on connection and facial expressions play a huge part. We want people to laugh, cry, frown, sneer. But the impact that people have been having lately is unfortunate for our profession. And now what they're going to do, if you buy tickets to one of these shows, audience members will be submitted to what they're called an expression check at the front door to ensure that their faces are able to move before being admitted. He is actually banning audience members with Botox injections from sitting in the audience.
Oh, no.
He said, look, man, he goes, generally speaking, I don't care. Do what you want. But apparently a lot of the comics that go up there, and anyone who's done comedy, been on stage for anything, audience reaction definitely gives you a feel and a vibe for where you're at. Am I doing the right thing, the wrong thing? Is it funny? But I said a lot of the comics, it's not that they're not laughing, but picture laughing without smiling. So it just looks like a bunch of psychopaths, and it becomes very unnerving for a lot of these comics. And he goes, man, it's more than like 10. So now, if you've had a Botox injection that they can prove with their expression check at the front door, it's like, sorry, man, you just can't be here. Think about that.
Yeah.
The so just no
before
shows,
you get it done.
Yeah,
no shows in L.A.?
Yeah, it's just like
Scottsdale.
Dude, he goes, he said it's the comedians. They all complain after a set. Like, it's not that I didn't get laughs, but, man, when you look out there and everyone's like, ha, 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 but there's no smile. There's no crease to the face. They're like, it's unnerving. So a lot of guys are skipping playing at that comedy. And this is London, frickin' England. So obviously that's a club you want to be at. Think about that ass.
Wow.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.